Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. This is Reverend Connie Habash, and this is the Awakening Self Show that you are tuning into if you are live with me here. This is a very extemporaneous show. I've just decided spontaneously to connect with all of you. I haven't done a show on here in, I think, 2 or 3 years. And so I'm feeling inspired tonight and wanting to reach out to you in this present moment, whenever you're listening. Actually, the honest truth is, whenever you're listening is the present moment. We're in that present moment together. So I'm just taking a few minutes to be here with you and help you remember that this present moment. I'm looking at my darling cat who's on my lap right now, and he is totally present. This moment is your whole life. Your whole life is every moment arising, because we can't live in the past. We are not able to live in the future, right? All we have is this moment right now. That's all we ever have, and that's a lot, actually. Because when we bring ourselves into this moment fully with our awareness and our attention and with an open heart and with a quiet mind, then almost anything is possible. This present moment is where you can create. You can change what you think. You can change what you're doing. You have that power in the present moment to choose. So it's a very exciting moment, whatever this is that you're listening to, because you realize, hey, yeah, this is it, right here, right now. And in every moment that I'm that awake and aware, that's where your awakening happens. That's where the aliveness of life is. It's not in any future time. You want to think sometimes that, when this happens, when I get there, when that's done, then I'll be happy or I'll have what I'm looking for. But it's actually here right now within you. And I'm not saying, you know, like if you're wanting a relationship or a new car, that, you know, I can't say that that's here right now. But the feeling that you want to have, because that's really why we want, you know, X amount of money, or we want to have the relationship that we're wanting or whatever. We're looking for a feeling, an experience and a feeling of what it's like to have that. That's already within you. That's already right here inside of you in this moment. It's not in some future moment. It's right here, right now. And the only reason you're not experiencing that is because you haven't realized it. You haven't brought your awareness and your consciousness to that place inside of you that opens up when you're in love, that opens up when you feel abundant. But it's not something that X amount of money gives you, or that a person in your life gives you. We open up to that experience within ourselves, because it's not coming from outside of us, is it? I mean, honestly, think about it. You're having that experience of love or of peace or of happiness inside you. It's not an experience that's outside there. It's actually inside of you, right? You're feeling it when those things happen. It's actually possible to experience those feelings, to have them right now, no matter what your circumstances are, because that's when we're opening to the divine, we're opening to spirit. When we're open to that in meditation, in being really present in the moment, in connecting to nature, in feeling your heart, and really being present with what you feel. Those experiences of peace and happiness and fulfillment are available to you right now. Now, it may not come right away. It might take you a little while to be able to practice that, to be able to access the divine within you. But I invite you to take a few moments with me right now. A few moments to simply feel your breath. The movement of your breath in and out. And when you notice thoughts arising, you can practice letting them go. This is probably not any sort of news to you. But when you practice letting the thoughts go, then focus on your heart, right in the center of your chest. Simply being there and letting it be open and receptive. Open and receptive to however it is, however you are, whatever is here in this moment, without the mind telling a story about it. So you can be open and receptive right now. I'm open and receptive to my cat on my lap. And I'm just being with him. I'm not telling a story about him. I'm just giving my full sense of presence, of attention and awareness to feeling my hand on his fur. Seeing him breathe gently. I don't need anything else in this moment. In this moment, this is more than sufficient. That when we are becoming fully present right here where we are, it's very simple. It's very simple, and that's its blessing. Because complexity, making things very complex and complicated, hinders our ability to open to the divine, because spirit is in that silence. So being fully present with my cat, it's a real simple thing. I'm just being there, feeling him and feeling myself present with him. This begins to bring ease and peace to our mind. Our minds are agitated because we're filling them all the time with thinking. Thinking, comparing, judging, worrying, planning, analyzing. Can you give yourself some space from that right now? To simply be here without any expectations of yourself or anyone else or anything else. That's freedom when you can let all of that go. And your mind might be telling you, I can't let that go. But that's actually not true. Your mind wants to convince you that because it likes being in charge. It likes running your life and filling you with all kinds of thoughts. Thoughts that seem powerful and interesting, and they seem true. Why wouldn't I want to have that thought? Because our attachment to thought keeps us out of the present moment and hinders our ability to connect to spirit, to be our true essence. Our attachment to thought depletes our energy. The thoughts use up a lot of energy. And this is part of why meditation is so potent for us, because learning to quiet the mind, we begin to renew and restore and recharge our energy. So breathe deep and slow with me. For this moment in its fullness is all you need to be fulfilled. It's all you need. What if this moment, just as it is, in its simplicity, could completely fill your heart? Could fill you with fulfillment. It's not based on any condition, but just by being, opening and receiving. Let yourself consider that. Let yourself be receptive to that idea, even if you don't feel quite ready to fully embrace that. Your true self, your true nature, is right here in this moment, in that silence within you. I've enjoyed taking these few minutes to be present with you, to remind you of who you are. For you are a divine being. It's infinite. There is no beginning or end of this present moment. There's no beginning or end of you. You're beyond all of those thoughts, all of those limitations. You are that infinite presence in silence and in fullness. And I wish for you to realize that, for it to become real to you. And it will if you practice, if you keep reminding yourself. And I'm here to help you remember, to remind you of your inner truth. So may you take this with you into your life. May it fill your heart, your soul. And I'm here for you. Many blessings. Namaste.